offshore detention, cyber attacks, and a disability royal commission all found themselves back on the front page. But while looking on the sidelines, I saw an increasing pattern take shape. The Guardian. Great Barrier Reef coral at risk of bleaching. The ABC. Country kids at breaking point in relentless drought. The New York Times. Australia's burning, flooding, disastrous new normal. Climate change has become a reoccurring topic in our news. Before the end of last year, the United Nations released a report which gives the world another 11 years before global climate temperatures passes the 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold. Scientists note that after 1.5 degrees Celsius is passed, the impact of climate change will be felt more acutely.
Basically, the difference between 1.5 degrees of warming and 2 degrees of warming, what we will probably see is a significant increase in the frequency of the sort of drought events that we're seeing play out in northern New South Wales, and an increase in fire frequency, and also an increase in those extreme or intense rainfall events.
This is Dr. Stephen Crimp, a climate application scientist from the Australian National University Climate Change Institute. While policymakers have the knowledge to address climate change before it worsens, some political leaders are not doing enough to meet this target. While President Donald Trump of America does not recognise climate change as an important issue, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand sees it as one of the most pressing of our time. With an issue so global, it can be hard to know where to start. I want to focus on two stories, Australian stories, polar opposite cases with the same cause, to better understand what Australia is doing on the topic of climate change. The first begins inland. Farming areas across Australia have been without water for months, with no sign of oncoming rain. In a report by UNICEF Australia, farming children gave testimonies on their lives as the drought continues. Quote, "I had to grow up a lot more quicker than my sisters did, and for that, it just sucks," unquote. A boy in year 10. Quote, "When it rains, it's like a present," unquote. A boy in year 6. Quote, "Politicians should come down for a week and feel what it's like," unquote. A girl in year 10. Despite the Australian government's best efforts to provide drought relief, it seems like the assistance is circumstantial.
Yeah, the physical effects of that drought are probably going to be felt for many years to come, depending on the level of equity that farmers have in their farms. So it really depends on a very individual basis in terms of the level of resources that farmers have to hand.
He worries people affected by climate change are at their last leg.
And anyone who's experienced these particular extremes are probably at a fairly low ebb at the moment.
And this is reflected in the report that states, quote, "Kids can only cope for so long. As the drought continues to affect their families' lives, they will become increasingly unable to manage all the pressure put on them." The report made 9 recommendations, including developing and funding targeted programs to address youth mental health in drought-affected programs. My second story begins underwater. Northern Queensland has been flooded after a month's worth of rain hit in just a few days. While communities begin to collect what is left of their belongings, another issue arises. The power and frequency of natural disasters has links to an increase in global temperature, Dr. Crimp explains.
The theory behind it, if we go back to the basics, as the atmosphere warms, it is able to hold more moisture, and that moisture, in terms of energy, is able then to create more extreme events. So we know
Australians are more knowledgeable than ever about climate change.
There is actually an increasing awareness. Not just an awareness, but I think a realisation that something significant or significant action has to be taken.
But there are 3 camps of thought. Australia does too little to combat climate change.
At a global level, if we were to try and keep within 1.5 degrees, by 2040, we would actually have to halve our global emissions. So, and then by 2050 to 2060, we'd have to halve those emissions again.
Australia does enough to combat climate change.
It has a policy on trying to reduce emissions. The states and territories also have their own initiatives in order to make energy production more efficient and reduce emissions through that process. There are a number of policies in regard to sort of land use and the impacts that that might have on greenhouse gas emissions. So there are efforts underway as part of Australian government's commitment to addressing emissions. There are particular policies in place that would serve to try and reduce emissions.
And Australia does too much to combat climate change. As the federal election comes up, we will see how the parties will respond to these camps of thought and whose side they will take in a very complicated debate.